This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Volcanic rumblings in Iceland have raised fears of a major threat to air travel across Europe. 4 years ago, an Icelandic eruption grounded thousands of flights, costing several billion dollars. Eyjafjallajökull, I learned to pronounce it. But our Stephen Beard reports there are reasons to believe history is not about to repeat itself.
For more than a week, the Bárðarbunga volcano has been stirring. Boiling lava has reached the summit and is melting the ice cap. Icelandic seismologist Martin Hench says a major incident is possible.
In the course of these events, we cannot exclude that an eruption might take place in the near future.
And here's the reason for concern. When this volcano erupted in Iceland in 2010, spewing huge quantities of ash into the atmosphere, large parts of Europe's airspace were shut down for 6 days. Millions of passengers were stranded. Colin Brown of the Institution of Mechanical Engineers says jet aircraft are vulnerable to volcanic ash.
Because you're sucking in huge amounts of air, you damage the engines as a result of accumulating ash inside them. The aircraft is going to come down if all of the engines were affected in that way.
In 2010, the rule was, if there's any ash in the sky, you don't fly. But today, the rule is less restrictive. Volcanologist Dave McGarvey says weather forecasters with advanced radar are now much better at tracking ash clouds and steering planes away from them.
We can now fly where there's ash in the sky. The restrictive flight rules have gone. And with the experience we've gained from 2010, we would have a much better clue and much better idea.
He says even if it does erupt, Bárðarbunga will not cause the chaos of the 2010 volcano.
Nothing like the scale of disruption, absolutely nothing like it.
And nervous flyers can perhaps derive some comfort from the fact, as Colin Brown points out, ash has never caused a fatal aircraft accident.
Even when they've flown into these very high densities where you actually abrade the outside and scratch the windscreen so the pilot can't see out, we have never managed to bring an aircraft down because of volcanic ash.
He's not calling for a further relaxation of the flight rules. He says no one wants to be in the first plane brought down by a volcano. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.